As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
All right. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Turn myself down a bit here. Streaming live over the World Wide Web. And adjust this mic here, www.citr.ca. Yeah, my name's Aaron. I'm here till 1 o'clock today on this very wet, rainy Vancouver day. And yeah, hopefully you're all tuned in and enjoying it. Yeah, started things all off from a record called Hard Rain Falling by DOA. The track record is called Punk Rock Hero, and it's their latest brand new 2015 Sudden Death Records. And yeah, I'm sure you know who DOA are by now. And Yeah, they'll be playing tonight at the Rickshaw Theater, the record release party of the show. Yeah, and they'll be playing with the Wet Stilettos, the Boyds, Gob. So, yeah, check that one out. And, yeah, what else is there? Yeah, I got this at Noise to Go last night. Hadn't been there for a while. Yeah, and you can get this record there. And before we get back into the show, I was away last week, and I didn't get to mention a condolences for lost musicians, figures in the punk rock scene. Tony Van Frater from the Mighty Red Alert, who also played in Angelic Upstarts and the Cockney Rejects out of the UK. Yeah, he passed away not last week, but the week before. And of course, Dickie Hammond, from guitar player from Leatherface, Hung Drawn and Quartered. And sending our wishes and condolences to Dr. No, also known as Gary Miller from the Bad Brains, who slipped under a coma but apparently is on the road to recovery. So yeah, hopefully things run up on the up and up there. And yeah, Mickey Fitz from The Business, who has undergone some cancer surgery recently. So yeah, people are getting older, and yeah, the music will last forever, though. Yeah. So yeah, the show today, playing mostly older stuff. Started off with an old band with a new song, and we're going to get into a new reissue of an old band. The band was from Germany, and this is a brand new reissue on 2015, which you can find at Hits and Misses Records in the Hastings Sunrise area. And check it out, because it's really cool. First time I've been familiar with it. Yeah, like I said, The Pack on Ugly Pop Records. This is a track called Looking for Danger on Generation Annihilation.
I should better be looking for danger. I should better be looking for danger. Yeah. I should better be looking for danger than dreaming of a perfect life. I should better be looking for danger in order to survive. I should better be looking for danger to find out what is true. I should better be looking for danger to know just what to do. To know just what to do. Just looking for danger.
You better smile. This is just another brainless Nazi prayer by another brainless Nazi. Auschwitz, Auschwitz, why wasn't I there? Auschwitz, Auschwitz, oh, can you hear? I've heard so many things about you. I've already felt in love with you. Lovely even you is brain on the plastic tray. I'll cut the cock from the tongue of this guy. Auschwitz, Auschwitz, such a lovely place. Auschwitz, Auschwitz, here I am! In some business I've always had been, so you can count on me. I don't mind shooting little children. I don't mind rape little babies, cause I am a Nazi boy. And a Jewish head is my loveliest toy. Auschwitz, Auschwitz, such a lovely place. Auschwitz, Auschwitz, here I am.
We'll be right back. I
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 4 is happening this Tuesday, November 10th, featuring Critics, Hill Beast, and Winona Forever. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
Yeah, and don't forget, lots of good punk and hardcore and metal and other stuff on this fine radio station, CITR 101.9 FM. And we start things all off with the Pack. Originally going back to 1978, they were out of Germany. Name of the... it's on Ugly Pop Records, self-titled release. Name of the track was called Looking for Danger. And if you're a fan of old-school Canadian hardcore punk, you might recognize that song, or maybe not, because their version, the original version, sounds a lot different. But yeah, the Stretch Marks did that track as well. Followed with the PF Commandos out of Sweden, another fine release on Ugly Pop Records. And this one is called Multiple Grade Mongan. And yeah, we've got a track called Auschwitz. Followed by the Upright Citizens from the Bombs of Peace LP reissue on Culture Shock Records. Name of the track we heard was called Who Will Survive? Or no, Holocaust. And we followed with Crude SS, title track from the 7-inch Who Will Survive. Some early 80s Swedish proto crust, I guess. So yeah, as I said, this show is mostly going to be comprised and is comprised of old school music, mostly from the 70s, a little bit of the 80s, as you heard in that last set. But this is a brand new single from an act that was around in the 70s called Johnny Moped. And this is the B-side of his 7-inch single release, Ain't No Rock and Roll Rookie. This is a track called Super Woofa on Generation Annihilation.
She's a lot of chicken in the palace. All palace. credibility. Impossibility.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer, and now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know our breasts. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and started things all off with Johnny Moped from the B-side of the Ain't No Rock and Roll. Rookie, 7-inch release. It's on Damaged Goods Records out of the UK. Yes, they're still going. And yeah, that was the B-side of the track, Super Woofa. And followed with Eddie and the Hot Rods, title track from their 1979 single, Power and the Glory. Followed with the Fatal Microbes. That one is going back to the 70s as well. The singer Honey Bain, who went to form Honey Bain, a Crass Records band. And yeah, the name was named the track as Violence Grows. It's a good one. Really like it. Very happy to have the actual 7-inch version and not just on a compilation. And we're going to set off with the Stranglers from their sophomore release on United Artists Records, going back to 1977. Name of the track was called Dead Ringer. Lots of old bands on this show, like the next band we're going to hear, who are called UK Subs.
77 rock and roll horn. A-D-O-L-L-P-O. honest. Okay! I'm okay, I can do the goose step any day. Pick up my guitar, throw away my gun. I'm a 1977 rock and roll hun.
A-D-O-L-F-B-A. A-D-O-L-F-B-A. A-D-O-L-F-B-A.
Addo for the piss artist.
Okay.
Addo for the piss artist. Okay.
Now the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And you're tuned into Generation Annihilation on CITR. Started things all off with UK Subs from their debut 7-inch single going back to 1978, B-side of it, B1C. And yes, UK Subs are working on, I guess, their final ever LP, their final official ever studio LP. And after that, they'll have completed an album for every letter in the alphabet. This next one they're working on is called Zizo, whatever that means. I don't know. Z-Y-Z-I-E-Z-O. But yeah, it's an amazing accomplishment. I think they're one of the only bands, or the only band, that has completed or a record for every letter of the alphabet. That's when they finally complete it. So yeah, be on the lookout for that one in 2016, followed with a band who are celebrating 40 years. We're talking about the Buzzcocks from the B-side of the What Do I Get single. We heard a track called Oh Shit, and followed with the Depressions, great UK band from 1977, and or 78 this record came out, and I'm so glad that it's reissued on vinyl courtesy of Beat Generation Records. Name of the track we heard was called Burning Ambitions. And we followed with Machines going back to 1977, Evening Radio, and that's from a 7-inch that came out in 1977 on Wax Records. You can really hear that they influenced the Dead Kennedys. Well, it sure sounds like it anyways. Followed with The Valves going back to 1977 on Zoom Records for Adolphs Only. And yeah, this song has been covered by a few bands, notably Chaos UK and Adolph and the Piss Artist, who took their name from the line in that song. Going to hear another reissue now. This is a act originally from Los Angeles. They reformed in Seattle, Washington, and this is one going back to 1982. Yeah, The Lude, title track of the album, American Wino, reissued on Puke and Vomit Records.
To your country, your compliments.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
Okay, and we're winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR, and started things off with, what did we start with there? Started off with the lewd American Wino title track off their release, which has been reissued. And, followed with Private School, old Vancouver classic going back to 1979. On Full Friction Records. Track was called Fuck You, and we... After that, we hear from the Brain Eaters with a track called I, Brain Eater. Local artist, you probably know him. It's from a 1979 7-inch EP called self-titled EP on Wrong World Records. And also going back to 1979 from this 12-inch from the Forgotten Rebels, Third Homosexual Murder. And we got Power Chord coming at you up next. Going to leave you with an act who will be playing next week. They'll be playing the Smiling Buddha. And That would be next Wednesday, and they'll be playing with Motorama and the Stag Reelers. So yes, from Circle the Wagons, this is a track called Cowards Drop Bombs. And talk to you next week. Stay tuned for Power Chord.
Been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money.